Yeah, they ain't gonna like it. They ain't gonna like it. I be getting to the money. Everybody mad. Think I'm getting too much money. Everybody mad.
A 44?
I think in store it's 44, but online I think they go up higher online. But in store, I think that's the highest you're going to get.
Yeah, at least 44. 42, 44. And you know what's crazy? I know more guys that are like 38, 40 than I do that are 32, 36. Like,
but it's just like-mindedness. You're attracting people that are like you. Yeah, because I feel the same way. I know more bigger guys than I know smaller guys.
I know more people that can fit my clothes than the clothes of the world.
Basically. So we're going to segue from there into our intended original topic. But I wanted to dive into Miles. I wanted people to get to know you. I feel like you're a bit of a secretive.
You know, I wouldn't say that I'm secretive.
Dark and mysterious.
I would say that I'm mildly mysterious, though. Like, mildly. Mildly mild. No, I don't know.
Definitely not mildly. It's very.
I don't know. I just try not.
You have less than 100 posts on your feed.
You know what? I'm actually looking at my personality traits for a quiz I did, and one of the personality traits is reserved. I think that's a decent way of putting what I try to be. That's a decent way of putting it into words. Because I'm not always I'm not always recluse, and I'm not always like loud and boisterous. You're not always going to see me doing something crazy. You're not always going to see me doing something that's,
demure.
Yeah. But I am naturally reserved.
Well, anybody that drinks wine to me is demure.
I do love some rosé. I do. I'm not even going to lie. And I just like it. I do. That's what we're drinking, by the way. So
rosé. Oh, top some more.
Okay, we're going to finish this bottle off.
So we were originally got together to discuss ghosting. So what I wanted to talk about is, why is it acceptable or unacceptable in your opinion? Because like we said before we started, this is all based on, nothing is factual. It's personal opinion about.
And based on perspective.
Yes, where life is taking you, what perspectives you have. So like I said, this started from the Kiki meme talking about people ghosting people and then Miles saying, that's me, that's me. So then tell us why you've ghosted someone or why you felt the need to do it.
To piggyback off what Kiki Palmer said in the video, if you do something to me that I feel like has crossed the line about what I can handle and want in my circle, it is my prerogative to not talk to you anymore. And that's like, this is me saying it harshly, but that's on period. I'm grown, I'm 26 years old, and if you do something that I feel like is disrespectful to me, and furthermore, I've told you about that and you did it again, what we gotta talk about at that point? We're not in kindergarten.
Okay.
I don't owe you, if you are not, especially on top of that, if we are not romantically involved, mm-hmm. if we are not splitting bills,
mm-hmm.
if we are not blood, mm-hmm. like you, my cousin, brother, sister, parent,
mm-hmm.
I necessarily don't owe you anything.
Well, you never owe anyone thing, even if they were those
true
mother,
true.
Brother, cousin.
And that sounds harsh, even though I don't think I'm a harsh person.
But no, it's not harsh. I just wonder though. Like, this is the thing in my life. Like, I like clarity, right?
Okay.
So I'm the type of person, I will cut you off. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. However, in the cutting off, you're going to know exactly why I cut you off. Because I'm going to build you a flowchart that shows you the door at the end of it. So you know exactly why we're not talking. So when people come up to you and be like, oh, you know where Kirk is at? Oh, we're not friends anymore. It's not going to be the, oh, I don't know, I ain't seen him in a while. Nope.
Pause. When you are thinking about trying to cut yourself off from somebody, is that what you're thinking about? You're thinking about how they're going to answer the question of, have you seen Kirk? Is that what you're thinking about?
No, I never thought about that.
Because that's not the perspective of which I tell people that they're in or out of my life. I don't be thinking about what they're going to say to the next person.
No, I gave that as an example because even to themselves, I want people to know, like, why we're not talking anymore. Because to me, it's happened to me, like, where someone stopped talking to me and I don't know why they stopped talking to me.
Okay, I feel like...
I've been ghosted is what I'm saying.
Okay, no... To give people that are listening clarity, I have definitely been on both sides of the spectrum. I have been ghosted, and I have been the person to ghost somebody. I feel like you have to use your context clues, especially if you are dealing with somebody that is not as good of a communicator as you are. I feel like I'm a decent communicator. Therefore, if you continually do something that I've communicated that I don't care for, mm-hmm. I don't owe you another communication or explanation about it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, okay. All right. So in my new... Okay. All right. All right. So let's lead you up here to where I am now.
I hope y'all got that because that makes perfect sense in my mind.
No, I get it. Okay. Right. I've already communicated to you that mm-hmm. I don't like this. So... telling you that we're no longer friends because you did something 5 times is another communication.
That you're probably not going to get this time either. So why am I wasting my breath?
I totally get it. But this is where I've elevated to in my level of communication. I make it clear to someone, these actions are not acceptable in my friendships. So if you want to be my friend, you cannot continue this action. However... if you continue this action, I will not talk to you anymore.
Is that like your final straw conversation?
Basically.
Oh, I don't feel like I need to have a final straw conversation.
No, but it's one of... No, it's not necessarily final straw. It's one up. So, like, say we're playing baseball. The 3 strikes you out mm-hmm. concept, right? So, it'll be my second strike.
Got you.
That I tell you, like, you've already done this. Do it again. The third one, that's it.
Maybe I'm just a little bit different because maybe I don't say anything on the third strike or the second strike.
You don't say anything on second strike either?
I feel like we need to...
So you say something once?
Maybe twice. I'm not repeating.
Twice is pushing it?
If we are of a certain age, I'm not going to keep repeating. And I guess this sounds harsh again. I'm not going to keep repeating what it is that I like or ask for in a friendship or relationship. Because why didn't... you understand it or at least have the receipts to go back and sit on it and think
you
about it.
You know why?
Why? Like, why because, are you thinking about it? If you are so concerned with being my friend or being in a relationship with me, why are you not thinking and reflecting on what I'm saying? Am I saying it for my health?
No. I'll tell you why. Okay. So, I feel like there are two things come into play. And it's actually been a gift and a curse. But my minor is in psychology. Mm-hmm. And...
I wish I had more wine. Sorry.
We gonna go pick up some more. I don't know. But so one of the things is that I've come to realize and analyze that most people are not self-aware. Most people have no fucking clue about their actions. They just...
That's how they look to other people?
How they look to...
That's fair. Yeah.
They do not hold up a mirror to themselves mm-hmm. regularly to analyze their own actions. Mm. So that's why most people continue to do the things that they do. What happens is, that's why, if I can speak bluntly, because I'm gay, that's why niggas always come back. Because that's exactly why they always come back. Because what happens is, they realize that they done did you wrong
way after the fact that he did wrong.
That's when they got the perspective.
I mean, but granted,
that's when they held up the mirror and was like,
I really could have done better in that situation. Okay, I get that, and I've been on both sides of that perspective too, because I have had moments where I'm like, damn, Miles, why didn't you see it as clear as day as the person was trying to reiterate to you? I guess I could have a little bit more compassion for people that aren't always self-aware. So I could curtail the amount of times I have ghosted. So when you look at it from that perspective, I get it. Like, some people just don't always see what they're doing wrong. But I feel like, going back to my point, if I've pointed out to you enough times, I'm not going to give you that extra time because at this point it's shown to me
that's like, just you don't like give
if
a you, fuck.
That's just like you doing homework or at school. If the teacher's telling you one thing and you keep on saying that you got it, but you take a test, you make an F, you clearly didn't get it. So you need to go back. You need to go back and get a tutor or just rearrange that subject some kind of way because
that's
it's not adding up.
Okay, so I'm glad you went into that. That perspective you have is what the U.S. Department of Education has. However, that's why sometimes you take your child to a charter school or private school, and all you realize is that it's not that they didn't get it. You had to ask the question a different way. Teach it differently. And somehow, it's like you unlocked.
Well.
Right. But however, there's another introspective to that. It's not your job to teach people these things.
This is true. So, this is absolutely true.
It's not. So I feel like a happy medium to that where I've come because I've been the person who's tried to dig things into people. Like, I'll tell you the same thing 100 times and you never get it. And then, just like the saying says, when you try to put broken glass together, you get broke.
You get sliced.
And that's what always happens to me. So now I've learned from my mistakes, but I don't necessarily just ghost people once they do something to me. I give you a 3-strike rule. You do it once, I'm going to tell you about it. You do it the second time, I'm telling you that if you do this again,
but you know what?
We not talking no more. And then once you do it the third time, I just stop talking to you.
That's so relative because as you were saying that, it depends on what I know the analogy of like 1-strike, 2-strike, 3-strike, you're out. It depends
on the severity of the strikes.
I get it. I get that analogy, but it depends on the severity of the strike because we're not playing baseball. We actually playing with people feelings and emotions and livelihoods. If you do some shit on that first time, and I feel like this is
and it's too bad.
I'm not owing you a second or third strike.
You know what? I got you.
I guess it depends on where you are in life because I mean, 18-19 year old Miles wouldn't have said that. I would have just been like, you know, people deserve a lot of chances. And to a certain extent, they do. But when you get when you're closer to 30 than 20, not saying that 30 is some grand old age. I can't wait to be in my 30s, Lord willing. You start having a different perspective on who you are as a person and where you align in the world. And you just know certain things are not going to be tolerated if you expect to have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I will say this. All of my patientness goes out the window for any human being that is over 45. Because at that age, if you don't know no better, I do not play the radio with people over 45.
People over 45? You be talking to them? Like, on what kind of level?
So what had happened was, so what were we saying? Listen.
I'm going to leave that alone.
it goes for both, though. It's not just people I'm romantically involved with. It also goes for people that, like, are people that I know, like, friends. Like, I do have older friends, and so I don't have as much patience.
Maybe that's part of my perspective as well. For older people. Because, you know, me with my stature and me being like the big guy, I'm always the big guy in groups of friends. That lends itself a little bit to having older friends, if that makes any sense. Because, you know, people equate height to age for whatever reason. Which I get to a certain extent, but after like 15 or 16, whatever. Anyway, if I know that I'm the youngest person in a group of friends and I'm having an issue with you, how come I can see it more clearly than you can? If I'm dating you, per se, and you have, like, a really decent age gap on me, and I'm just, like, sitting thinking on some things that I just don't think
understand.
Like, how come you can't see that? You're older than me. You should have a little bit.
Those people get 1 strike, just so you know. they don't get the second one.
Like, how do you not see it as clear as I see it? Depending, granted, there are certain ramifications where age might not always equal, I guess, you know, vision on something.
It never does.
Sometimes it should, though.
I feel like,
if you don't understand, like, for example, if you don't understand the concept of going Dutch on a first date and you are over 30, why don't you understand that?
Well, okay.
Or, for example, since we're talking about severity of a a strike. If we go on a first date and you act like you have no idea how you're going to pay for your meal, that's a reason for me not to want to go on a second date with you. Because
I've never gone Dutch on a first date. Why? So I don't know how that works.
Oh, that's a different topic because I believe in that. I'm not saying it always happens, and it definitely depends on whether it's the 15th or 30th or the first. Like, it depends on when rent is due. So there's a factor.
However, you know what? I've always been the person in control of those things.
Same, but you need to order something that you know at the end of the day that you can pay for. Ain't no way I'm going to let a check get to the table and I look like I can't afford it. Excuse me? And you looking at me like, oh, I can't. Like, you nodding your head like, nah, I can't take care of that. Excuse me? That's a strike, and I don't need to go any further with this relationship or courtship.
Cool. Listen. You right there, you know, okay, so I'll agree with the severity because that tells you so much about the individual already. Mm-hmm. So it's not like one character flaw. It's multiple layers of character flaws in that one action.
Okay.
So I can see it is because it's them showing they're not thoughtful. They're trying to take advantage of the situation. They're not financially stable.
Mm-hmm. And just not prepared.
And they might be a cheapskate.
Yeah. Or a scammer. Those are
alive. There you go. Well. So
they are alive and well, especially
as a matter of fact, if you take away all those other things you just said and just add scammer, that's enough to be like, ghost. Scammer. So I changed my whole perspective, guys. Ghosting is okay.
It just depends. It honestly just depends. Sorry. Granted, I don't want anybody that's like listening to this or anything like that to think that I'm just at an instance ready to just give up on something that I've built or worked toward building with somebody. That's not the kind of person I am. However, I do think that patience may not necessarily be my strong point. So if I feel like you've tested my patience to wit's end, or I feel like I've been lenient on something, or I feel like we've been stuck in a rut on something and we're not moving past it, with keeping in mind that patience is not necessarily my strong suit, I'm gonna just be ready to just be like, deuces.
So question. All right, so let's talk about levels of ghosting then. Uh-huh. So when you ghost people, does it mean like, what's your level of ghosting? Let's explain
not
that.
Not responding to texts and calls.
Oh.
That's definitely ghosting, in my opinion, yeah.
No, because there's levels. Like, there's levels of ghosting. I feel like people have done it to me where they won't contact me, but if I contact them, they'll answer. I feel like that's a level of ghosting.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So it's like they won't pick up the phone, but they don't have the heart to not answer.
I'd rather just what's the phrase when you just like chop somebody off?
Chopped.
I'd rather just keep the slice real clean. I don't want it to keep on staggering. Because if I feel like if you know you're already not gonna reach out to somebody, why are you responding to them? You're giving them false hope. I'd rather somebody just literally.
I agree. I don't know why people. Happened to me.
That's why I
on
go
more than
to,
one occasion.
That's why I go straight to the severe ghosting because I don't want you to feel like they're.
Yeah, but I don't think severe listen, this is a real truth serum moment. I've been ghosted a few more times than I would ever like to admit. And I will tell you that
it's not necessarily a fun experience, but
it's never fun.
I don't know, man. If I go to the grocery store and give me a nice pint of ice cream and play some good music, I'll be over realizing that I'm ghosted really quickly.
Not me.
Really?
Because I'm an overthinker.
So
and I'm an analyzer because this is. Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna give y'all a tip.
I'm gonna give y'all a tip after your tip. I'm gonna give
another tip.
Yeah.
So how I became an introspective person is every night before I go to bed, a part of my decompression process is basically like replaying the tape of life that happened that day, and that's how I'm able to gauge when, damn, Kirk, you could have done better.
Is there like a certain level of meditation in a way?
Maybe.
It is. If you're sitting down purposely reflecting on anything, that's kind of under the umbrella of meditation.
Well, gee golly. I do meditation. Because I never looked at it like that. But that's a part of my end of day process. I do a lot of... Because especially if something happened, I won't be able to go to sleep until I feel like I've resolved the issue in my brain, and tomorrow I have a game plan of how to fix it. Especially if it's something I did.
Got you. That's fair. I get that.
So that's how I'm able to reflect on myself. Because I think about things and I'm like, all right, Kerr, you could have like toned down a little bit, or you could have been like not so boisterous. Because I'm very loud, and like 15 seconds into something, I'd be like, what the fuck you want? Like, so sometimes I think about that too, and it makes me feel like, all right, Kirk, you could have handled yourself a little bit differently. So tomorrow I'm going to be like, you know what?
But why, if that's how you felt in that moment?
Because I also understand that even though it's the way I felt, and it was the truest form of my expression, just because it was the truest form of my expression doesn't mean it was the correct expression for who I'm directing it to.
I mean, it's like, did you hurt anybody? Did somebody get hurt? Literally, like, was somebody physically hurt?
Emotions are real.
They are, but at the same time, feelings are real too. This leads me into my tip.
What's your tip?
This is gonna sound so. This sounds so bad. But if somebody has done you wrong, and I'm not saying I'm an advocate for drugs or recreational use of drugs, but if somebody has stressed you out, if you don't go find you a blunt and just smoke it and just inhale and exhale and let it go, what can you do? What good is it to sit up at night thinking about how you could have done something different when the situation is already past? We don't live in the past. Granted, I'm a firm believer in apologizing for things because we don't always get things correct, but that's a separate entity. You have to have
I feel like they're related.
They're related.
Because the reason how you know to apologize is because you felt you did something wrong. Things that are related, and in order to feel you did. Though.
Just like I'm related to my sister, we're also separate.
Okay, they're not mutually exclusive, but they go together.
I just don't.
They're couples that aren't exclusive.
I just feel like it is a waste of time going back to ghosting. It's a waste of time to, once you have realized that you've been ghosted, to sit and mourn on it, because that person.
Well, that's a process too, though. You gotta listen. Being ghosted is a process for you to even realize you're being ghosted.
It only take about a couple days.
No.
Listen. My method.
It took me a long time. Yes.
My thing is, listen. I'm a person who goes by like threes. I think the group of three, the number three is a good number. In this perspective of ghosting, my number is seven. Like Mary J. Blige said, in 7 days, and Toni Braxton said, in seven
whole days.
If I can look back at our communication.
Oh, that was the first level of ghosting, by the way.
What?
7 days.
No, that's the end. That's the end. Like,
End of it?
There is no way possible that somebody can ghost. Like, if I texted you on Tuesday, and then next Tuesday come around, and we have had no communication, unless there's a reason.
Well, clearly she didn't realize it.
Unless you respond with a reason as to why you went MIA for a week.
What reason could you go MIA for a week and not know?
I'm saying the reason has to be substantial. Either you were on a boat with no service, but even the excuse
you would know, busy, you would know they were on a boat.
The excuse of I'm busy really does not hold weight in a 7 day gap.
No,
it doesn't. So I'm sorry,
busy doesn't hold weight in my book.
Period. Because I understand that people are busy, doctors are busy, but I know that doctors are not going 7 days without talking to somebody that they care about or either work with or it's in their list of people that they communicate with. 7 days, if you have not heard from somebody in 7 days, consider yourself ghosted. Don't take it personally. Now, depending on like...
Don't take it personally.
I was going to say, depending on your relationship with them, if this is your husband, wife, y'all living together, but it's hard to ghost somebody when you're living together or married to them. Ghosting is usually revolving around friendships and dating. You can't ghost somebody that you live with or that you share property with or that you share bills with. Okay. You can't do that.
Sure.
It's hard to do that. So with a friendship or relationship, or like a budding relationship, if you have not heard from that person in seven days, consider yourself ghosted and move on.
Okay.
get you some ice cream, get a blunt, get some wine.
Not ice cream.
Something.
Whatever works.
Because going anything over than like another 2 or 3 days whining about it is literally going to hurt you and that person that's showing you that they're going on with their life because they stopped talking to you.
True, and they ain't give a food.
Right. They don't like.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. You gotta break it down and give parameters to it and make it make sense. That's why I feel like I said in my Instagram post, I'm all for it.
Okay, so in the spirit of ghosting, I think that's that tip he gave was a great place to wrap up the podcast because I felt like this is exactly what I wanted, a pure, organic conversation that went from left to right all over the place. But I feel like we got the point across where we were trying to get to, and for that reason...
I think you should be selectively selectively ghosted and use your power selectively to ghost people. Because if you're getting ghosted left and right, that clearly has something to say about your character and everybody else's character.
See? And that's... So, no. All right. Glad you said that. So...
That's just how I feel. If I'm on a first date with somebody, right, and they keep on saying how they were ghosted by guy after guy after guy, in my mind, I got a red flag. Like, I wonder what are you doing or showing these people to make them not want to talk to you.
See, that's not fair.
How is that not fair? You telling me what has happened in your relationships? Unless you lying, then there's no need. Like, what would you do?
Because the reason people ghost people. Things people do to you have nothing to do with you.
Fair. Fair. Fair to a certain extent. I get that.
To me, the ghosting you're talking about is a bit more elevated and adult-like ghosting, I'd say. Because someone did something to you and you felt it was unacceptable. But the ghosting I feel like I've experienced has been 5-year-old ghosting.
5-year-old?
Yeah, so basically like... I'm going to give an example. It's not a real example, but it's something I just thought about because I saw it on Dear White People. Mm-hmm. You know when the lady was out with her daughter and she put ice in her wine and her daughter ghosted her?
Wait. What?
Yes, her mother put ice in her wine in front of her friend and her mother, which were wealthy white women, and the woman.
Well, first of all,
the woman was black, and her mom is black.
Was on a show or something?
Yes, it's on Dear White People. No, but I'm giving you an example. So the mom put ice in the wine, and the daughter ghosted her mother for 2 days. Right?
Okay.
That's 5-year-old ghosting.
Okay, got you. Like, you mean 5-year-old isn't like throwing a temper tantrum?
Yes, the sediment of why you were being ghosted is very...
That don't qualify as even ghosting. That's like just the silent treatment. I'm serious. Silent,
okay.
Now, hold on. Like, we're gonna get deep into it. The silent treatment is different from ghosting. Now, I hope nobody listening to this is lumping the silent treatment in with ghosting. Because we can ghost 24 hours without talking to each other. That's more a silent treatment. If you did something like when we were out and you forgot to, like, I'm using this as an overarching example. If I was a girl and the guy continually forgot to open the door for me at the date and I just wanted to remind him of being a gentleman, I might go to sleep without talking to him. That's not ghosting.
That's petty.
No, that's just a reminder.
It's petty walk.
I don't do that because I don't really care if you open the door or not. I'm just saying people do stuff like that. Sometimes you have to show people what they're missing to get their attention. That's why the silent treatment works sometimes. Ghosting is not the silent treatment.
It feel like
it. How?
Because...
Okay, well, hold on.
One is permanent, one's temporary, but it still has the same effect.
I saw somebody tweet something that said, if you are... I wish I could go back to the tweet, because everybody was amening it like it was just gold, but it was basically revolving on the fact that if you can go 24 hours...
Without talking
to somebody...
Go your whole life.
Do you feel that way about your
Yes. mama? Oh, my mama?
But do you... Like, yeah. Do you feel that way about your mama?
No.
Okay, so why would you feel like you're...
Because I feel like a romantic relationship is different than that relationship.
Personally speaking...
To me, I require a continuous level of communication.
Baby, let me tell y'all now, if y'all interested in me, I can definitely go 25 without talking to you. So, and that's not disrespectful. That's not disrespectful. That's just me keeping it in the G about how I know I handle stuff in my life. Listen, I don't even talk to my own mother every day. And she knows and I knows back and forth like the sun going up and it's coming down every day that we love each other. Right?
It's not about love.
Yes, what else is it about?
I need to have continuous level of communication. Uh-huh. I cannot go 24 hours without talking to the person I'm dating.
So what you gonna do, God? God forbid you get kidnapped. What you gonna do after 24 hours?
Kidnapped?
I'm just saying, I hate to be morbid, but I do watch a lot of Oxygen.
Cool. If you was kidnapped and you don't talk to me for 24 hours, that is completely different. You were unable to talk to me.
Maybe the person was unable to talk to you for 24 hours because they were busy. I get that one.
There is no busy in...
Yes, there is.
Listen. What was Beyonce's biggest fan from the Beehive? Sir, listen. Didn't she say that she was so busy on tour and Jay wanted to see her? He flew in for 6 hours just to see her to fly back. I don't care how busy you are.
Let's be clear. Everybody does not have private jet money to go get up and go see somebody.
You don't have to have private jet money. But the dedication is what I'm talking about.
Okay, listen. Let's go back to
these phones is always in most people's hands.
It has to be situational. Say I wake up at 8 o'clock a.m., right? If I wake up at 8 o'clock a.m. and I'm a doctor or a lawyer or I'm a principal or I just have a really, really stressful job,
mm-hmm.
And if we're not together that day, right? Obviously, we're going to live together, right? We're mm-hmm. stuck. We're talking to each other. We're dating. I get back to my apartment, shower, take myself to sleep, and I don't wake up again until it's time to start the day over again, and it's 8 o'clock, and I haven't texted you back. Does that make me a bad person?
That's 12 hours.
That's 24. I said I went
to sleep. Oh, 8 a.m.
Yes. Think about it.
But why?
What you mean, why?
But
I had a long day. What if somebody cut me off in traffic? What if somebody, like, cut me off in the way to something?
So somebody caught you off in traffic. Babe, this person cut me off.
Everybody's not like that. Some people, depending on what you went through that day, you just need a moment. You got to give people their moment. You have to. So I would never say,
you know what your moment is?
What?
From 8 to 12. No. Call me on your lunch break.
Ain't no way. That's why.
You know what's your break? From 1 to 5. Call me when you in traffic.
Nope, I don't agree. Even like
my, you know, friends, what's your break?
My friend that I talk to every single day know that I can go 24 hours without talking to them. So if my friends that love me, I talk to them, like, if I regularly talk to you every day and I just have a day where I'm just like, you know what? Let me get my little piece together. Let me get my chakra together. Let me get my shit together. And I can stay 24 hours away from you. I should not be penalized or be thought of as ghosting. Just saying.
All right. Let me say this.
7 days? Yes.
Let me say this.
No.
Let me say this. I have 4 best friends, right? And one of them just earned the right to not call me for 24 hours.
Really?
And we've been friends for almost 13 years.
And then y'all talk every day?
Yes. Up until this year. And I understand why. So I'm comfortable. But 24 hours is actually the limit. Like, after that, fuck you doing? Where you at? What fuck you at?
I think it's just different strokes for different
folks. One time I got on a plane because he didn't answer in 2 days. Like, fuck you doing?
Okay, well, 2 days is a little bit different than 24 hours.
Sure, but
I don't know. I just feel like it's definitely situational. It depends on how you were growing up. It depends on how you love affection. It depends on how you like, how often you like to be bothered with people. I just
see. So you just said that you looked at your communication language, right?
Well, it was like a personality trait.
All right. So underneath this episode, I'm going to drop a link to there's a test that you can do. It's a personality trait test.
Is it the MTIB something?
No, that doesn't sound like it.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. It's not a personality trait. It's your love language.
Oh, okay, got you, got you.
My love language is words of affirmation.
So is mine. One of my high ones.
So we need to talk all the time.
I feel like talking all the time kind of goes under, well, no, it doesn't really go under that. But I feel like if you can't go without talking to somebody for 24 hours, you are more physical touch. Because that's one of the love languages. And I feel like words of affirmation.
Well, it did take a while for me and this best friend to like get to the talking every day, because it was weird because I was used to seeing him every day. He lived down the street.
And you saw him every day?
Yes.
See, I'm not good with that. I have neighbors that literally can walk over here. I don't want to see you every day. For what? For what? And that's not me being disrespectful. That's not. For what? Can my face breathe?
My friends are a lot like me, so if you attract the likeness of who
this
you are.
This is true. This is
so
true.
The people you attract are also going to understand.
This that. Might change. I mean, hopefully this changes when I get married, because obviously I want to spend more time with that person, but I definitely...
Are you?
It
doesn't change, by the way, just so you know.
What you mean?
You have to find a partner that understands that's who you are.
Well, maybe we're going to have a house big enough to where I just need a date of myself. He can sleep somewhere else and I can sleep somewhere
okay,
else.
There's definitely not none of sleeping apart shit. But definitely something you... because I've dated someone who's like you.
Like so, what? Need like, a space?
Yes.
Or reserved or whatever?
So what I... If I were to do that relationship all over again... I would have you day, me day. I didn't understand what that was until we broke up. So, perfect example. He was explaining to me things he needed and I didn't understand them. Because to me, it felt like rejection. But really what it was saying that, like, I need... Well, it is actually rejection, but... On a low level, not a high level rejection. It is rejection.
But you felt rejected, but he was just simply doing his best to accommodate you? Because he was a reserved person and didn't have to talk to you every day. But you yes. felt like he was rejecting you even yes. though he was doing his best.
Yes.
See, that's the... You gotta understand each other. You gotta understand.
No, because I would never do that relationship over again.
Okay,
because
that's fair too. That's
what
fair.
I didn't understand was that that's not the person I should be in a relationship with.
Fair.
That's not the person for me. I need someone who wants to see me, talk to me every day. If we don't see each other every day, the bare minimum is talking every day.
I get that.
That's the ground floor.
That's fair.
And I'm looking for ground zero. What they call that building? What's the name of that building? The Twin Towers. Yeah. You need to be 100 floors up. I can't do ground floor.
Yeah, I get it. That's very fair.
But if I were to do it all over again, I understand what one of the things we'd have is you day, me day. Where you have an entire day where you live your... I don't
best
know
life.
You doing, but...
Live your best life.
Do whatever you're doing as long as you ain't...
Yeah, as long as you're not disrespecting the relationship right. that you're in.
Then do whatever you want to do that day. That's you day. And then we come together because we're sleeping in the same bed together. We're not doing that.
You're speaking on like committed relationship vibes.
That's the only thing I'm about. I ain't about nothing else. Ooh,
I mean, I'm all for getting into a committed relationship, but you cannot just hop into one. I'm not but just hop into a relationship with you and just see you every single day because I like you so much. That's not how I'm made up. I want to see
So that you. Means you also understand that okay, so that was one of the things I had to understand. One of the things I understood why I was being ghosted was because I was looking for things in people they could never give me.
Gotcha.
And instead of them being an adult to say, this is what you want and I can't give it to you, so we're going to part ways, you just ghosted me.
Everybody doesn't like that conversation, though. You know, like, and I understand
then
that.
That's why I call it 5-year-old ghosting. Because it's very elementary to me. Yes.
No,
if you are a grown adult, in my case, grown man, and you cannot have conversations about your feelings, your emotions, you need to go grow up somewhere.
I don't think
and
it's that.
It ain't with me. Like K. Michelle said, you can't raise a man.
And that's very, very true. I just think it's hard for some people to have a definitive...
I don't care how hard it is.
Sit down. It does matter. It does.
Sit down.
Because people don't always... People do not handle rejection well. Some people literally, like, there's a reason that there's episodes or a show called Snapped, because people don't handle rejection well. I don't want to sit down with you and tell you for the 16th time that you did something wrong with me, and you snap and grab a fucking knife and stab me. Sometimes I'd rather you just figure it out in your own time and I take a step away from you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ghosting also leads to people feeling rejected.
Well, that one,
and those
that
people depends. Also come to your house, well, depends, break down your door and stab you. So there's no difference. At least one I can see coming.
There is a difference.
There's a difference. One I can see coming. Because if I see you walking in that kitchen, I can run out the door. You don't know.
If I see you breaking into my house, not only are you committing one crime of breaking and entering, especially if I didn't call you over here, but you giving me a little heavy foot. Well, hopefully you don't come at night while I'm sleeping. But if you come in the day and just knock your motherfucker down, we gonna be rumbling. I'm not telling that story.
Don't tell that story.
We gonna be rumbling because I ain't no way you better come check me on some, oh, you didn't respond to me today type shit. If you do that, that's why you're gonna get ghosted. Don't do that. Don't check me on where you've been at for 24 hours. Don't do that. I had a life before you. I'm gonna have one with you, and I'm gonna have one after you if you choose not to be in my life according to what I can handle. That's why I feel like ghosting is an appropriate option for adults that can handle rejection. If you can't handle rejection, then you won't be big and bold and realize that I ain't talked to you in a couple days and won't come knock on my door if you know where I live. Do that and see what happens to you. That's just my energy. That's just my energy. Because sometimes I don't want to be next to you when I'm rejecting you. Some people can't handle that.
So text them, email them, call them.
But if I've done the things to tell you that,
send them a Snapchat message.
No,
Instagram.
That defies the point of ghosting. Why would I do all that if I'm ghosting you?
Because there's other ways to communicate that you don't want to talk to them.
Nah.
If you feel like they're going to handle the rejection bad. Because no matter what, if they handle the rejection bad, they're going to show up at the door regardless, actually. If they're that type of person. It don't matter what's going to happen to them once the door comes down. But if they're that type of person, that's how they're going to handle it anyway. So there's nothing you could do to prevent that because that's who they are. Goes back to my point. Whatever people do have nothing to do with you.
That's a solid point. I just think ghosting is situational and just like any
other. Yeah, but ghosting says more about you than it does about them. It does.
Okay, that's fair too. But I'll take the charge, whatever ghosting says about me. Because okay. I like me, and I like how I handle myself in relationships, and I think I have a lot to give to another person. So I'll take the charge of whatever you think ghosting is about me, because there's probably 10 things that about me are wonderful, but you can't see because you focus on ghosting.
Well, they can't see anything because you ghosted them.
Well, you ain't the person for me.
True, but they can't see this wonderfulness you talked about because you left them in the dirt.
Well, that's because I didn't need them to see it anymore.
Cool.
I wasn't prepared for them to see it.
I just want people to be fair. I mean, but clearly it means that you're okay with that action. I'm not. So if you want to date me, I'm gonna need you to have on your big nigga underwear and come at me correctly because I don't play the radio. Okay? Cool. However, I understand that's not how everybody is, but I would hope that my vibe is attracting my personal vibe, not my brand, but my personal vibe is attracting my tribe of people that are like-minded like me, who want people who express to them the fullest extent of their emotions. If they're not happy in the relationship, they're willing to come to me and say, I'm not happy, I think we should go our separate ways. Rather than not answering the phone for 7 days and then I just gotta figure shit out.
Point.
But so
I feel like if I've already explained to you.
Clearly you feel like what you're doing is correct. So go ahead, keep doing that or whatever. Because listen.
My inbox is not dry, so.
Well, mine is. Don't fill it up neither. But it's dry. But so, it's cool.
I'll take my chances of whatever I'm doing. I'm doing something right.
That's not what you're doing right. But we won't get into that on here. So I just want to thank Miles for coming on to the podcast. I feel like this is exactly what I wanted. This is a very organic conversation. that started from his own true feelings of ghosting that led into this amazing podcast that I am now blessed with more than one episode, so I'm excited. Thank you guys for tuning in. And before we go, Miles, tell the people where they can find you all across the internet.
So I am pretty active on my socials. My Twitter name is Mini_Miles_Away.
Too many underscores.
It worked when I made it like 10 years ago.
All right, well, just delete all the underscores.
And then I tried to coordinate my Instagram name, which is _Miles_Away_. I tried to coordinate it with my Twitter name, but apparently somebody in the Twitter universe already has that name, _Miles_Away_. So I don't really appreciate that. But for right now, it's been working. I think if you type in Miles Away on some platform, you might find me.
All right, so you can find him on Twitter, Instagram, and...
I don't like giving up my Facebook.
That's fine. Twitter and Instagram. You ain't got to give it out. Listen, my Facebook is very personal. Listen, I'm going to tell you this once. I'm going to tell you this twice. If I haven't touched your hand... If I have not met you in person, I have not laid my physical eyes on you, do not request me my Facebook friend.
Yeah.
Facebook to me is my personal, sacred ground of social.
Yeah.
I try to keep that to people who actually know me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because every other social never...
It's people that you necessarily have not met with.
Right, it's my people that I'm getting to know socially.
They can be mad cool. That's not any shade to them.
Yeah, not at all. Like,
we just haven't met yet, or we just not on that tip.
And the minute that I meet you in person and I feel like
boom. Right. We can be Facebook friends.
So all that means is y'all gotta get out and meet me. So I always let you guys know when I'm doing events. Speaking of, there's an event coming up on October the 4th called the Relationship Script, which I will implore you guys to join us. On the Relationships Group, it's October 4th. That is 2 Fridays from now. And then there's an event really October 5th. Yeah, it is almost October. Like, October 5th is the Man Made Conference that's hosted by my main man, the Big Man Culture. So come out to those events.
Shout out to Big Man Culture.
If you're going to be in the Atlanta, Georgia area, come out. And let's chop it up. But until next time, guys. Thank you so much for rocking with your kid or the kid. I was trying to say the kids. There you go.
The kids. A lot of kids.
I'm Kirkland.
And I am Miles.
And peace out, my cuz.